Sometimes the paintings that have the most impact on us are those that depict familiar scenes from our everyday lives. Art that makes us pause to feel and think. Chief proponent of realism, Gustave Courbet, believed that paintings should represent real and existing things. This was the driving force behind realism, one of the most important periods in French art. This was a time of revolution. The time when both the French Revolution and Industrial Revolution spurred dramatic change across the world. The first seeds of realism, also referred to as naturalism, were sown soon after the Revolution of 1848, which included a wave of over 50 countries in Europe and Latin America. The French public's desire for more dramatic reforms manifested in the realist art and literature that would flourish from the 1840s until the 1880s. Realists were the first generation of artists to adopt a highly scientific perspective in their art. Three of the most influential thinkers were Charles Darwin, Karl Marx, and Auguste Comte. Charles Darwin introduced the idea of evolution and survival of the fittest, which came to be considered a justification for the extreme wealth inequality of the time. Karl Marx, whose response to extreme wealth disparity was equal distribution and increased worker rights under communist government. And Auguste Comte stressed the importance of positivism, focusing on understanding the relationship between cause and effect. In early times, religion, mythology, and philosophy were considered the highest truths. But during the mid and late 1880s, more than ever before, the world that people could see, touch, taste, hear, and feel was considered objective truth. The French Royal Academy, whose endorsement was significant for artists during this time, thought that good art should be beautiful, classically inspired, and in line with French morality. Realist artists challenged all these ideas by painting non-idealized, everyday scenes of middle-class and poor people of modern times. These themes were both a response to the over-idealization of the Romanticism and Neoclassicism that came before, and a reflection of new scientific worldview and concern for human rights. Realism brought the issues and lives of the working class to the forefront, painting a gritty picture of the harsh realities, as well as beautiful joys of normal, everyday lives. Realism in painting was an art of changing times. Realists abandoned classicism and romanticism, preferring to create compelling and socially critical pictures based on direct observations of the world around them. Common characteristics of realist art was a rejection of artistic theory rules, a break from religious and mythological themes, minimal idealization, social criticism, and a scientific lens. Realist art aimed to portray people and scenes as they really were. As a leader of the French realist movement, Gustave Courbet used rural and agrarian people from his native region, as well as scenes of nature on a monumental scale. At the Salon of Paris of 1849 and 1850, Courbet's brilliant examples of realist paintings took the nation by storm. In particular, the Stonebreakers and A Burial at Ornans have come to be regarded as groundbreaking paintings that challenged convention and modern perceptions. The Stonebreakers shows the state of poor peasant workers during the Industrial Revolution. It reveals the hardships that miners, farmers, and peasants faced at the hands of factory owners and capitalists. The motionless faces and mellow colors are melancholic, while also informing us about the harsh realities faced by the working class. Courbet's honest, simplistic portrayal of day-to-day imagery was considered by critics as crude and even anti-authoritarian. Another example of Courbet's defiance of conventional art methods and perspectives is Young Woman from the Village, which was exhibited at the Salon of Paris in 1852. The painting featured three young girls, Courbet's sisters, dressed in countrified costumes and representing the rural middle class. They are seen giving money as charity to a poor cowherder. Critics panned this painting, calling it clumsy and tasteless. Despite continuous rejections from critics, Courbet continued undeterred inspiring many fellow artists, notably Jean-François Millet and Honoré Daumier.